The call for help is part of the UN Worldwide Annual Appeal, which seeks $3.8 billion in 2008 for hotspots around the world, including Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the Palestinian territories. Underscoring the depth of the crisis in Somalia, the aid group Doctors Without Borders released a statement Tuesday saying recent fighting had spurred a new exodus from the capital Mogadishu. It said there are about 200,000 displaced people living in miserable conditions along the road from Mogadishu to the city of Afgoye. The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Somalia, Eric LaRoche, says he is hopeful that the appeal will raise the money that Somalia needs.
Hope is going to be more than what we got last year. And last year was not too bad. We got 70% coverage of the needs. Why is it that I'm optimistic? There's no doubt that the profile of Somalia has been raising a lot. One can say that people are talking more and more about Somalia.
At an event launching the UN appeal, Somalia's new Prime Minister, Nur Hassan Hussein, who was appointed late last month, acknowledged the world's expectations of the transitional federal government are high and said he hoped that the expectation would not turn into frustration. Many aid groups have complained about the difficulty of working in Somalia. They face roadblocks manned by various factions where workers may have to pay hundreds of dollars to pass. Aid workers have been killed in the ongoing violence, and sometimes the transitional federal government has blocked them from doing their work. Few are operating in Mogadishu because the city is too dangerous. Mr. Hussein said he would try to make things easier for aid groups in Somalia.
The needs are definitely there, and we, as the government, will try our best to facilitate the humanitarian operations. We will try our best to avoid that humanitarian operations are hampered. We will try to respect the humanitarian code of conduct, and I hope that the humanitarian community also will respect the rules and regulations existing in the country.
The harshest criticism of the transitional federal government came from Mr. LaRoche, who is stepping down from his post in a month. At a news conference after Tuesday's event, he accused it of failing the hundreds of thousands of displaced people.
I don't think the TFD as a government which is responsible for the protection of its own people has done the work that they were supposed to do. And I don't think they have done what they should have been doing in terms of facilitating the work of the humanitarian community. But what they have done, if they have nominated a new prime minister, which is a very good news for all of us.
Somalia has been in a state of chaos since a 1991 coup ousted dictator Mohamed Siad Barre. A loose affiliation of Islamic groups were pushed from the capital after Ethiopian troops entered the country a year ago in support of the transitional government. Nick Wadhams for VOA News, Nairobi.